Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine proudly uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by Dr. Vinton A. Nathan, owner of OBGYN Women's Specialists of Georgia PC and the fourth annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. This year, the summit will be held on Saturday, April 12th, at the magnificent Intercontinental Buckhead Hotel. Get your tickets now at www.womenriseup.eventb.com. And that's B like Bumblebee, B-E-E.com. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Sabrina Lowry about survival tips for real estate investors who rent property. And be sure to come out to the summit on April 12th, and you can hear Ms. Sabrina Lowry live because she's one of our 16 special guest speakers that will be there today. So my guest today is a native of Elizabeth, New Jersey. She is a graduate of the University of Florida, a real estate veteran for 11 years, and today she is the proud owner and CEO of Legacy Realty and Management, LLC. Legacy is a residential and commercial real estate boutique offering a full range of professional services. So we are so honored to have on the phone today a woman who believes that everyone deserves the right to leave a living legacy through home ownership in real estate investing. Ms. Sabrina Lowry, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Good morning, Spark Plug.
How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. What about yourself?
Doing great. Feeling blessed.
Are you ready?
This morning.
All right. Are you ready to talk about survival tips for real estate investors who rent property?
Absolutely.
Well, first, Sabrina, tell us, why is Atlanta such a great place to invest in real estate?
Atlanta has been a central hub for a lot of international markets and a lot of Fortune 500 companies. And you'll find that some of those larger employers relocate their employees in and out of Atlanta, which makes this an investment opportunity for not only those big businesses, but also those who are transferring their businesses and their employees. So for a quality of living at a low cost, Atlanta is an excellent place to invest in real estate.
Beautiful. Well, tell the real estate investors out there in our listening audience the best way to find a good tenant.
So in Atlanta, there are private owners and there are managed properties with a professional property management company that do tenant screening services. And I highly encourage every real estate investor as a part of their business model to engage a professional property management company, a portfolio management team, so that they can do the legwork and the due diligence in screening a tenant for a nice long-term relationship with a good paying tenant.
Well, speaking of paying, how does a real estate investor determine what to charge the tenant for rent anyway?
So there are what we call market rents, and typically the values range in each geographic location by zip code, by school district, by neighborhood even. And depending on those factors is where you can judge accordingly, anywhere from about 0.75% to about 1% of what the value of the property would be. So, for example, if the investor bought a $100,000 property, they may be looking at about a $1,000 market rent, depending on the location, the schools, the amenities that are included, and so on and so forth. Is it going to include lawn maintenance and those sorts of factors? Those would be the things to help you determine what to charge for your rent.
All right. Well, when it comes to landlord-tenant law, where's the number one place for the investor to go to learn about the do's and the don'ts?
So there is the Department of Community Affairs, DCA, and anyone can Google that website and download the Georgia Landlord Tenant Guide. That handbook is an extremely beneficial resource to all landlords and tenants because it specifically speaks to the laws here in Georgia.
All right. Well, before we start talking about insurance, I think we have a call on the line. Caller phone number ending in 5642. Do you have a question for Sabrina?
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
I would like to know, what do y'all determine as far as credit? Is there a certain score that you have to have, or how does a renter know why they were not qualified?
Okay,
oh, that's
hear
an
that,
excellent
Sabrina?
Question. Yes,
all
I
right.
did. That's an
okay.
excellent question. So as a tenant screening, we don't base it typically on a score. We are looking more for the information included in the credit report, such as, has that person filed for bankruptcy? That would completely affect their qualification to get approved for the rental. Things like past evictions and judgments, absolutely those public records sit on a credit file and help the property manager and the landlord determine whether or not this would be a quality tenant for their property. So credit is a factor, but a credit score, not so much.
All right.
And there's a fee. I'm sorry, one more question. Is there a fee that is obtained upon application for that?
Yes, typically the tenant is responsible for a non-refundable application fee, which would verify their income, their employment, their residential history, including evictions, any bankruptcies, judgments, and so on, and liens. So all of that is incorporated in that fee for the application that the tenant would be responsible for.
Thank you so much, and look forward to coming to your company.
All right. Hey,
thank you for your call.
Thank you for your call, caller. Take care. All right, Sabrina, what about insurance now? The investor must carry homeowner's insurance, right? But what about the tenant? Do they have to carry renter's insurance?
So it is a policy of Legacy Realty and Management that all tenants are required to carry renter's insurance. And the purpose of that is very, very simple. It is to protect the tenant's personal property. A landlord is never responsible for any of the tenant's furnishings, personal belongings, and the like within the property. So if there is ever, let's say, a flood in the property and your laptop computer was on the floor in that flood and became damaged, a tenant could file a claim with their renter's insurance to have that laptop replaced instead of trying to go after the landlord for a replacement of the laptop due to a flood in the property. That's just a very simple example, and it typically does not cost the tenant more than $25 a month. I've seen companies as low as $7 a month with some of the larger insurance brokerages.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about something that a lot of investors really don't like to deal with. What steps can the investor take when a tenant is not paying rent and still occupying the property?
Well, that's a great question, Sparkplug, and I'm glad you asked. So I just had this experience this past Monday where I had to go down and file what is called a dispossessory action in the magistrate court. And what that basically means is the non-paying tenant, the landlord has filed a suit against that person for non-payment of those back rents. This can happen in as low as 5 days to as much as 30 days out, depending on how forgiving that landlord is. That landlord has to go down to the clerk and file this court action, which then goes before the judge, and the judge would then allow the landlord and tenant an opportunity to mediate the case before they come before the judge. Or if they can't come to a mediation, the judge will make the final ruling, and therefore a writ of possession would be granted to the landlord for the non-payment, and a judgment would be filed against that tenant for those back due rent amounts, and that would sit on their credit.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about property management. How does an investor select a professional property management company?
So Legacy Realty and Management is a full-service property manager, and we have competitors that are not full-service. And what does full-service mean? I'm talking about those out-of-town investors and even international investors that come to us from Australia, the UK, Canada. We have clients that have never stepped foot in their properties here in the Metro Atlanta, Georgia area that we're managing. And therefore, it takes the property manager 100% of the responsibility to do everything from turnkey services on the property to get it rent ready, to moving the tenant in, to moving the tenant out, rent collections, maintenance, repair requests, and individual walkthroughs to make sure that the tenant is maintaining the property soundly. That is a demonstration of a full-service property manager. Then you have what I call a la carte services, where you can engage a real estate broker, because you do have to be licensed in Georgia to perform property manager duties. And a lot of people think that's a misconception, but it is real estate license law. You must be licensed to be a property manager. So the property managers would then do all of those services, rent collections, maintenance, and so on behalf of the landlord.
Wow. All right. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, are there any final or additional survival tips that you'd like to leave with our listening audience today?
I sure do, Sparkplug. The first thing that I want all investors to consider is location, safety, and maintenance. A lot of investors try to get in at a low starting point, anywhere from a $20,000 to maybe even a $50,000 investment. And typically these are cash investments where they may turn around and get a rent return between $600 and $900 a month. So for investors, it's all about the numbers. They look at their bottom line. How much is it going to cost me to carry the property once I get rent in? What is my net after I deduct property management fees, after I deduct any repairs, after I deduct taxes and insurance and so on and so forth? Those are key survival tips for every real estate investor to consider. And by working with a property manager and a property management company like Legacy Realty and Management, you are sure to have all of your bases covered from A to Z.
Well, Sabrina, it sounds like you have your bases covered from A to Z. So before we really wrap it up and you give out your information about how they can connect with you, answer this question for us. Tell our listeners why you decided to advertise your business in People You Need to Know magazine, and how's it going for you so far?
Sparkplug, this is a dream come true for me. We met over 10 years ago when I started my real estate career, and I said to you then, I'm going to be in your magazine one day to advertise my business. And so for me to have come this stretch 10 years later and now be one of the signature covers of People You Need to Know magazine, my company, Legacy Realty and Management, will gain exposure from this day forward. And with the publication just having been released within the past 3 weeks, I've already generated 5 phone calls just off of my ad alone. And it's so exciting when people call me and say, hey, I saw your ad in that People You Need to Know magazine that was on the stands in Kroger, and I need a realtor. Can I work with you? Can you help me become a homeowner and leave a legacy through home ownership? And the answer is always yes. That's
beautiful.
What I'm here to do.
Beautiful. And finally, tell our listeners how they can connect with you.
Very good, Sparkplug. So I am very social media connected through Facebook, We have a Facebook company fan page for Legacy Realty and Management. I also am on Twitter, and you can connect with me on LinkedIn. Instagram is one of my favorite social media advertisements because we showcase our properties there, and you can also contact us on our website, www.legacyrealtyandmanagement.com. Office phone number is 678-439-7075.
Give out that office number again, Sabrina, please.
Sure. That's 678-439-7075.
Sabrina, why do you love Instagram so much?
Instagram has been a very, very beneficial marketing tool for me, and it's actually led me to engage with other entrepreneurs socially. Through that connection, we get to then come together face-to-face and in person. Had I otherwise not been at a specific networking event, I can use Instagram to connect with my clients, with future clients, with my family and friends, and they can always see what newest featured listing Legacy Realty and Management has brought to market.
Well, Sabrina, we are starting a new feature on Spark Plug Radio today, so we're going to begin it with you. We know you have a lot of team members and supporters out there. Would you like to thank some of them over the radio?
I sure would, Spark Plug. I want to give a shout-out to Team Legacy. They absolutely rock. My team members are a combination of realtors, and we are residential and commercial service brokerage where we can handle everything from your first-time home buyer to your move-up buyer to your luxury high-end marketplace. And we also have a team of property managers that exclusively work with tenants and landlords for all of their rental needs.
All right. And you're more than welcome to name a few of them personally.
Absolutely. We have Michelle Hayward, who was our agent of the year for 2013. She is a realtor and property manager that covers sales, leasing, and property management. We have Maurice Robertson, our newest associate broker team member, to join us, having relocated from New Orleans, Louisiana. Then we have Tondalea Carter, Penelope Covington, Jamie Priest, and Kristen Levy-Kiley. And please give a big shout-out to my administrative assistant, Raina Mitchell, because without her, Legacy would not be where it is today. She is absolutely a rock in our foundation.
All right. Well, Ms. Sabrina Lowry, owner and CEO of Legacy Realty and Management, LLC, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you, Sparkplug. I appreciate it. Have
All
a great
right.
day.
You too now. You've been listening to Sparkplug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on Metro Atlanta women business owners like Ms. Sabrina Lowry. To learn more about Sabrina, pick up a copy of the latest issue of People You Need to Know magazine. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd love to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplug@sparkplugpeople.com. I want to take a moment and give a very special thank you to our executive producer and my wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another spectacular job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. When you're ready to move out of the crowd and get into the spotlight like Ms. Sabrina Lowry, give us a call at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. Until next time, I wish you only the best. Thanks for listening.